welcome to the Shenyun Review, brought to you by the SOH Network. I'm Craig Richter. Today I'll be bringing you a selection of recent audience comments from recent Shenyun performances from around the world. Today's review comes from Denver, Colorado, and the Temple Hoyne Buell Theatre. The theatre is designed to provide the audience with a first-rate theatrical experience, featuring incredible acoustical enhancements. The Buell is the Denver venue of choice for high-profile, travelling Broadway shows and provides an ideal setting for amplified musicals, dramatic plays and comedy acts. A versatile venue that can meet the demands of even the most complicated performances, the Buell Theatre consistently ranks as a top-grossing theatre for its size nationally. And now onto the audience comments. Firstly, we have the Allens. Jay, Alicia, and Sarah. Jay said he had never seen anything like it.
It was beautiful. I'd never seen anything like it. It was wonderful. It was a good blend of different types of performances that I had not seen before. I think I especially liked the Monkey King. I enjoyed that one.
It was a beautiful show, a great presentation, a great variety of different things. It was really fun to watch. It was very entertaining, and it was taught me a lot about Chinese stories. I wasn't very familiar with a lot of them, so it was very fun to learn more about it.
I loved it. It was very inspiring. I loved learning about the Chinese culture even more than I already have studied, so I really enjoyed it.
Next, we hear from Amy and Dan Holland. Amy is a council member for the town of Parker and thought Shenyun was absolutely stunning.
My name is Amy Holland, and I'm a council member for the town of Parker, and we did issue a proclamation honoring this performance and this group.
Yeah, I'll do the theme of the show.
It was absolutely stunning. It was beautiful. Really enjoyed the music, the story that was being told. Costumes were elegant. It was just very, very nice. Several of our students where we live are studying Mandarin Chinese, the American students. It's the most popular language in our public schools. And so I think we'd like to try and bring some of our students to this performance again next year, hopefully.
Oh, it was wonderful. It was just a great way to spend a couple of hours watching the Chinese culture. And it's amazing we can be here in Denver and have this kind of thing come to Denver and just be, you know, so, you know, entertaining, and then also in just, you know, history lesson at the same time. It was just a great thing to see.
Finally, we spoke with Jennifer Voxicus and Robert Smith. Jennifer is a dance instructor and said she was impressed with the precision.
I was impressed with the precision and how everyone worked so precisely, and the roll-offs and the extensions were beautiful, and the colors and the costumes, and so well put together.
I enjoyed the length of each performance. You know, it was just enough to leave you wanting more. And that's good.
I liked the storytelling, that each piece had a theme and a vision. It was very nice. Oh, it was fun. The funny characters, like the monkey, and, you know, that was really fun and playful.
They portrayed the theme of what they were dancing about very well, you could tell.
The regalness of the gods and the queens and the kings and whatever. It was very good. Dance is universal, how you can portray messages through dance. Yeah, that there is freedom to express yourself and express your beliefs.
I was impressed with the spirituality of the whole thing. You know, earthlings and all the reference to heaven. I think it was beautiful.
The SOH Network is a proud sponsor of the Shenyun Performing Arts. For tickets and information, visit www.shenyunperformingarts.org. That's S-H-E-N-Y-U-N performingarts.org. Craig Richter for the SOH Network.